I'm Phil. I'm an addict. I like to thank the committee for choosing me to do a workshop here at Laurel Mountains Spiritual Retreat. Dennis, that was a very nice message and a very nice workshop. That's going to be a tough one to follow. Laurel Mountains, it's very special to me also, you know, and I have a lot of fond memories of this retreat. And I remember seeing it with its old buildings and the new buildings, the remodeling, and all my old friends from way back. I still see them. They're still here, and I'm just truly blessed, you know, and the unity of our fellowship is still a must with me, you know, and where would I be without it? This is still so beautiful, you know, with remodeling going on, whatever's going on, it's still a beautiful place to be. I come up here with one of my new sponsees and a grand sponsee, and they instantly fell in love as soon as they got here. They saw that swimming pool, and we went to lunch, and they were supposed to be over here, and next thing I know, they're over the swimming pool. So that's where Bill and Bob are. And you know what? That's okay, because it's still about living and enjoying life without the use of drugs. And the bottom line, they're here in recovery, and I said, have a good time. We're not going to be here all that long, and just savor, enjoy every minute of it. What a wonderful workshop, and a wonderful thing to talk on. And I did a little researching, too, on this, and a lot of the things that Dennis hit on, I'm probably going to say, too. But first I'm going to talk about, I guess, membership. And I just took some things out of the dictionary, because I have a old sponsorship family that believes in definition, and they believe in having body and things and substance in what we're doing. You know, our literature says only through understanding and application that our program works. And probably if we can't understand something, we're probably not going to apply it or do it. You know, I need to have understanding what I'm even talking about. So anyway, here's what membership says. It says the body of members of an organization or group. I guess Narcotics Anonymous can be that. The state of being a member. So, member, one of a person who's of a social group, especially individuals who have joined and participate in the group. Okay? Member. Any that belong to a set or a class. So, you belong. The only requirement for membership in Narcotics Anonymous is just desire to stop using drugs. You know, and just like Dennis was saying, you know, it is a message of hope, and with that promise of freedom, and that message is that any addict can stop using drugs, you know, find a new way to live. But the behind kicker in it all is, use that desire, but we still have to find a new way to live. So with all that, you can stop, lose that desire. We still have to find a new way to live somehow or another. Disease of no known cure. I think it has requirements for me. And the literature clearly states that the ends are the same for all of us. Jails, institutions, and death. So I guess it's required still to kill me some way or another, whether I'm using or not. I guess it still keeps working and working and working. I believe it. I have proof. I've been here long enough to see the powers of the addiction, and I do not underestimate the power of it. Okay. But that being said, North Cross Anonymous says once we get here, we have to find a niche. You know, I don't care how we got here. Jails, institutions, whatever, ankle, jewelry, how we got here, we got here. And nobody even cares really about how we got here. You know, it's what we want to do about our problem now. But we're here. But once we get here, we got to find a niche. So here's what a niche is. A position, okay? Particularly well-suited for a person to occupy it. Okay? Okay, so you got to find something here that's going to be well-suited for you. Once you're here, you still got to do something while you're here. Something. You know, I don't care what it is. Greet, make the coffee, open the meeting, do a reading, just sit in the seat, show up. You here, you got to do something that you want to occupy when you're here as a member. Members do, okay? Members are supposed to do. Okay, that's a niche. The only requirement, like we said, is still that desire to stop using. But the word only is solely, solitary. A solitary, exclusive of anyone or anything. Okay? It's singleness, too. Only. So it's not going to be anything else. You know, the only requirement for members is the desire to stop using. The only way for me to keep from returning to active drug addiction is not to take the first one. So there's not too much room in this thing to be doing anything else. It seems like it's like zero, I got recovery, one, I'm back out there. I wish there was more numbers in between zero and one somehow or another. You know? That's not much room. But if we're responsible, and I want to get to the word responsible. Okay. Duties, obligations, commitment. Okay. Obligation. A form of trustworthiness. Let's see. A trait of being answerable. I got to answer to somebody once I'm here. No, I'll go into it. I'll see what our distance says. You can't make the member do anything he or she chooses not to do. But you join this thing. You remember when you say you're a member, members still do. You know. You know, it's just funny. I've heard Dennis shared on a whole lot of key things about Narcotics Anonymous, and I did read the entire Living Clean book, our new book that we have on our new literature, and it's just so wonderful, uplifting, refreshing, and it's opened me up more to things where I can be more laid back and let things go and really get out of the way, and that's our fellowship, and he can say what he wants, he can do what he wants, and Phil can be really, really be all right now, because we're here, and bottom line, the only requirement for membership is still desire to stop using. But you still have a requirement. You're still required. The requirement is a requirement. It's still necessary, essential. It's requisition, anything indispensable. So that's a must. Anything that's indispensable, that's a must. Just like our spiritual principles you hear in our readings, the three that's indispensable. But I got news for all of you. All of them are indispensable. And that comes in literature, too. If you're reading our Course on Literature, you will see that. They're all indispensable. So we still have must here to do, and that's still being responsible. Generosity, too, is another thing. I'm speaking out of our Living Clean, that it talks about our generosity here is now being a antidote to different things in our fellowship. You know, and any time we have a antidote to something, you know, it's warding off anything that's like evil or poisonous or whatever. You know, we have that spirit of generosity and that continual flow of positive things and positive energy in that. That's a wonderful thing for our fellowship to have. But we got to do things here too while we're here. And then back on the niche thing, you know, I've been blessed with a sponsorship family that's been terrific as far as the literature of Narcotics Anonymous goes, as far as service, as far as doing things, as far as involvement and participating in recovery. You know, I don't want to be one of these members that say, I'm doing recovery and this and that and recovering like whatever when I'm really not. I don't want to fake the funk in here. You know, I need to participate in it. I still need to recover somehow, shape, or form. You know, I don't care what's going on. You know, how many people I've sponsored, how many conventions I've been to, what kind of service I've done. I still need to participate in my personal recovery, which, once again, depends on all of you. I don't care how you flip it, twist it, and turn it. I wouldn't have made it this far if it wasn't for all of you, somehow, shape, and form. Looking back at it all. So I got to keep coming back. I got to keep showing up. I got to keep participating and keep doing niches. I bought the whole thing in Narcotics Anonymous. You know, I sort of like don't like really like pick and choose like the literature. You know, our literature is written and designed with our steps and traditions and concepts in the service. I don't pick any of it apart. I like leave all the stuff alone. It's an experience, strength, and hope. And I've sort of like bought the whole thing. And anybody can bring me anything, IPs, anything that has our service symbol on it that is approved in our car. They can even bring it to me. I'll give you an attaboy or an attagirl with it. Because that's what I try to do. That's what I try to do. This is a program that's a life-saving program, and I dare not forget it either. You know, I don't want to be my members too, you know, just because I done drank a couple cups of coffee and a couple days done rolled by, I'll just blow this off and forget about you folks, and I can do. I don't want that to be my story here. I don't want that to be Phil's story. And I do know life shows up, and a whole lot of things happen in life today, but I still need to be responsible for my recovery. And if I'm going to call myself being in a fellowship and being a member, I need to be active in the membership here, participating in my home group, you know, going to the business meeting, and whatever else that they need to be done to make sure that the door is open, because it's still a life-saving message. What I found out about this message and carrying the message, you know, sometimes that message I'm trying to carry to somebody, this may be my life I'm trying to save to in this process. I always say to our members, to some of us, not all of us, some of us are still going to have to fly above the rest. All the rest. Or ain't nobody going to make it. Nobody's going to make it. You know?
if I my home group to turn the key, whether anybody comes or like what if I don't turn the key to open the door up, guess what? Still don't make it, nobody else don't make it that day. So I got to remember that. You know, yeah, I need to be responsible, you know, with duties, commitments, obligations, trustworthy, and all that. And the cool thing with all this being said, like Dennis said, and what I'm saying too, the cool thing about it is it's this program. And to learn all this education here in a simple program. You know, we have to go to college to get all this good stuff. You know what I'm saying? You know, we can just get in a little workshop at Lower Highland Mountains retreat. That's some good stuff. You know what I'm saying? You know, you be in a college and give a thesis and all this stuff. We can do this right here out in the woods at the Lower Highland Mountains retreat and getting all this good stuff. Because it's some good stuff. You know, everyday folks probably need this good stuff that we in here getting. You know? And this, to me, I ain't not going to be for you, but for me, this is some good stuff. And I've been wrong with it. And, you know, now to ask you this workshop, too, and looking into some things and going over things, too, which is nice, too, for narcotics when they do have the workshop for things, because sometimes you can pull out that dictionary and getting some stuff to, like, see, well, what are you really talking about and what are you really doing? And I want to be what I'm talking about, too. I don't want to be talking this and not walking this. Because now, what's that all about? You know, you talking about both sides of your neck. You know? Members, too, you know, they do what they do. Living Clean has opened me wide up. And, you know, I can just let folks do what they do. And they probably say the same for me, you know, Phil, he do what he do, you know? But I guess as long as we're trying to do this, that's the cool thing. And I guess everybody's sitting here, and these are all members, because I guess you said you are, and you're here at the Narcotics Anonymous retreat here. And I think that's all I'm going to say.
So I'd like to thank the speakers for sharing their experience, strength, and hope with us. We have a reading of Just for Today. Podium, please.
My name's Dylan, I'm at it. Just for the day, tell yourself, just for the day, my thoughts are on my recovery, living and enjoying life without the use of drugs. Just for the day, I will have faith in someone in NA who believes in me and wants to help me in my recovery. Just for the day, I have a program. I will follow the best of my ability. Just for the day, through NA, I'll try to get better perspective on my life. Just for the day, I will be unafraid. My thoughts will be on my new associations, people who are not using, who have found a new way of life. So long as I follow that way, I have nothing to fear.
We have a nice way of closing. Form a circle. We'll close with the Wee version of the Serenity Prayer.